Experts this week are gathering at the 6th World Water Forum in the French port city of Marseille to try to come up with solutions to the world's water-related challenges. It's estimated that more than 780 million people don't have access to clean water, while around 2.5 billion don't have toilet facilities. At the forum, the International Committee of the Red Cross will lead discussions on the importance of ground-level cooperation and communication in coming up with practical solutions, especially in conflict-affected areas. ICRC spokeswoman Anna Nelson spoke to Charles Collins about the issue.
That's a very good question. Actually, the agenda is incredibly full. The forum takes place every 3 years and is billed as the world's largest meeting about water. So you have government ministers, you have companies represented, and in the case of the International Committee of the Red Cross, we send our humanitarian experts to lead discussions on, in particular, issues and challenges faced by the victims of armed conflict and violence that are related to water and sanitation.
What are people in these situations facing in terms of water?
Well, I think, I'm in Geneva. The meeting is taking place in Marseille. I think it's really difficult for any of us who are lucky enough to turn on the tap and take a hot shower every morning to imagine what it's like to be displaced by fighting, for instance, living under a tree in northern Mali, in the Sahel somewhere, with no access to food. You can't water your crops, your cattle are dying, and that's linked to the violence and insecurity going on around you, or trapped in an embattled city like Homs in Syria, or in a densely populated area where you're trapped in your apartment and can't get out to get food and water. I mean, I think there are 780 million people in the world who don't have access to water. 40% of them who are in sub-Saharan Africa, and it's one thing to be, it's bad enough to be hungry and thirsty. It's another thing altogether to be faced with the threat of violence and armed conflict and also be hungry and thirsty.
How difficult is it for organizations such as the Red Cross to get water? Is it a difficult thing to transport when you're trying to get water to people in need?
Well, the solutions really vary, and this is one of the messages that we're actually trying to get across at the forum, which is that there is no one-size-fits-all solution. So you may have a situation where you're trucking in water. You may have another situation where we're actually helping to repair wells. In some situations, you'll see that there's such rapid urban growth, population growth, that governments aren't investing what they should in the upkeep and actual growing the water services and system and sanitation system. So we might want come in and help out with that. When you're looking at a situation of armed conflict and severe violence, what you tend to see is that water systems become dysfunctional, and then the fighting prevents them from being repaired, and people are forced to drink dirty water. That increases, of course, the chances of getting a waterborne disease. That can lead to epidemics. We see hospitals consume a huge amount of water, and water is often one of the first casualties, if you will, of war or of armed conflict. It can be shut off. It can be damaged. And you can imagine what the implications are, for instance, for a hospital. They can no longer launder or, nothing can be cleaned or made hygienic. That brings surgeries to a halt. So it can be a kind of domino effect that can exacerbate very quickly and make life incredibly difficult for people who are affected.